You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is your radio home for New York Rangers hockey.
But it's a Fox. No!
WEPN-FM, New York. A Good Karma Brands radio station.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
From the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
On TV.
So true. Brought to you by our good friends over at Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some!
Yeah!
I'd like to start off today's very, very big ENM by saying good evening to Michael.
I think Anthony passed away.
And I'd like to say good evening to Michael. Ugh. I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Oh! Yeah!
Wow.
Good evening to Don.
My thumbs are still sore.
Good evening to myself. Maybe he's got chocolate soft serve in your pants. Good evening to myself. I break leg. Good evening to the caller.
Michael.
Yes.
Michael.
Yes.
Don't let the fans get in your head.
Advice would be more right, Mason.
Sage advice from an 11-year-old.
Good evening to Dave Maloney.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Please end this hockey game.
I didn't hear that. I guess that was last night?
Yep.
Yeah, there was a lot of penalties and foolishness at the end of the game.
And now, guys.
Love, Dave.
If you somehow missed out, I don't know. I probably should have told the people it yes, but I'm a hack. If you have any footage you want to show, run it in slow motion. It'll be touching. If you missed last night's glory of Don shoving a 2-liter pizza box. I'm sorry, a pizza box into a 2-liter bottle. It was a touching moment, a moment heard around the world. And we relive it in a segment I like to call Don Shining Moment.
My thumbs are still sore.
Called the Stanley Cup Final.
Yep.
Been in a number one show in the afternoon.
Sure you have. I remember it.
My father's looking down in heaven. This might be his proudest moment. And this is the final one. Gather it up. Got to get every piece in. Here we go.
$2,400, almost 2,500 people watching us around the world.
Zero problem, baby.
$2,500 people celebrating with Don LaGreca as he has done it. A full pizza box into a 2-liter bottle. The great story, the son who follows in the steps of his father. A Jersey tale as great as The Sopranos has happened here on the K-Show. My God!
We did it, Dad!
He holds the trophy up to his father in the heavens.
I never thought I'd find a way to honor my dad. Today is the day. We did it, Dad!
Yes, did a great job with the video.
Time lapse, it was great.
Now, Don, do you like my song selection there?
Love it.
It was excellent.
Little Foo Fighters.
Grohl's actual song about his father. Right there. It all ties in.
Great
a glorious
job,
moment that affected everybody. We, Michael, next week when you and I are in, we will sign the bottle, and then we have to decide what charity we auction this off for.
Since, you know, it's a really good point. If my father's
Is there one to your dad?
Yeah, with the American Heart Association, I think would be.
Oh, that's perfect.
The perfect play if we're honoring my father. So,
and should we also include, now tell me if this would be disrespectful, do we include a carton of Paul Malls with the for everyone who bids?
He was a Vantage guy.
My dad was Paul Mall.
Oh, your dad was,
yeah.
What is Vantage? I gotta look up Vantage.
Go look up Vantage.
Vantage.
Yeah. My dad went from Camel to Paul Mall and no filter.
I see him, Don.
You see him?
Oh,
God. Wait a second, Don. He was smoking even though he knew he had a bad heart?
Come on.
Well, here's the stages, okay? He had a triple bypass in 1983 when only two hospitals in the country performed the surgery, and one of them, thank God, was St. Luke's in New York, and the other one was like in Arizona. So 1983, he stopped smoking cigarettes in 83, and then he moved on to cigars. And in 1987, they had to take half of his lung out because of cancer. Then he moved on to a pipe.
He just couldn't stop the nicotine.
And after the pipe was when he had his second bypass, and then that was it. Then he was done.
You quit smoking, you mean?
Then in 93, after his second bypass, no more smoking, but then he passed 4 years later.
But he was still eating pizza for the every final Friday. Four.
Yeah,
well,
I don't want to.
Come on. Of course.
One of the last doctor appointments that he had, the one where the doctor told me and my brother, promise me you're going to get your heart checked when you get older, because this is all hereditary. I remember my dad asking the doctor, would it be okay if I go home and have a slice of pizza? And the doctor said, yeah, go ahead. He loved pizza.
Hated pizza boxes, though.
Yeah, he had to rip them all apart.
Or celebrated them. It depends on how you look at it.
How old was he when your father passed?
59.
He was 59. Did he miss the cigarettes the last four?
Well, I think he missed smoking. I don't think he missed the cigarettes. I think he missed the pipe. The pipe was fun. I always I always said I was gonna smoke a pipe, go from cigars to a pipe when I was 50. But I've given up smoking altogether. I haven't smoked a cigar in 11 years Halloween.
If you could, and you could wipe away all of these things and all the dangers of them, would you start to drink soda, eat Doritos, or cigar?
Oh, I had to pick one.
Cigar. I dream about cigars like women. I actually have dreams that I'm smoking a cigar.
Wow.
I loved it. I loved the way it looked. I loved the way it smelled. It was just
so why don't you
fantastic.
Have an unlit cigar in your mouth?
You've seen me do that, but that's not exactly healthy either.
And he's tempting himself. I mean, it's just, you know, why tease? Why tease it?
It's the Glenn Sather. That's what Glenn Sather does.
Michael, you tried one cigarette, right? And then didn't your dad like force you to, and then you threw up or something?
Yeah. Well, also, you know, it was difficult for my dad to walk across a room. He had emphysema. So that stopped me.
But you weren't, and then that stopped, so you weren't ever tempted.
Never tempted, because I saw how it just destroyed his lungs. He had emphysema, so, and, you know, to stop him from smoking, I mean, he would get cigarettes from nurses in the hospital. That's why no one should ever start.
Yeah, yeah. You guys really, I mean, you hear of stories where people, like, live their whole life smoking. I mean, both you and Don caught no breaks in your households with the smoking.
And I'll tell you, like, if you start smoking now, you're a moron.
Oh, strong.
No, I'm being honest. Like, my dad started when he was in, you know, in the Navy, and it was the 50s, and nobody knew any better. And when they're running ads, 4 out of 5 doctors say smoke Vantage menthol. You know,
and only that 1 out of 5 was right.
Right. So, but you know, Michael, you grew up during that time. Like,
well, ball players actually advertised for cigarettes.
Cigarettes, and, you know, they were chewing tobacco up until like 20 years ago. Like, but now with all the information,
there got to be some still chewing, right?
Oh, they are absolutely disgusting.
But for all the information
like Locke. I mean, even Peter, with all the conspiracy theories that are in the world right now, and all, like, people don't buy anything. Like, they don't believe anything they're told anymore. The one thing that everybody can universally agree on is smoking's bad for you. So if you're that 11-year-old Mason that called earlier, when you get a little older and you're tempted to start smoking, that's on you, man, because you got all the information in front of you.
Let me tell you.
No, what, now,
just listening to Mason, not even a chance he would start.
No shot.
Did you see Peter at the fashion?
I'm going. I think he's already on a pack and a half a day.
The Paris fashion shows.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing that there was, all the models were smoking as they walked down the runway. Like, it's making a comeback, idiots.
Well, I mean, that's a... But Fashion Week's, I'm sure it's a specific thing. I mean... And by the way, in Europe, there's lots of smoking.
We have the technology. If they were able to figure out a cigar, a cigarette, smoking some sort of tobacco that didn't harm your body, it would make more money than anything that's ever been invented on this planet.
So it's one of the great points by Don.
And so I guess they just can't do it.
Point God.
I guess they just can't do cigars like women.
Although it is fascinating that, like, you know, cigarettes were quickly banished from society as a result of the horrible things they did to people. Yet now there's so many other things we're putting in our body that have almost no regulation that are causing cancer right and left also. But whatever, that's for another day. Let's move forward, shall we?
Please.
I think we shall.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's start off with the Tiger Watch. This is sad.
Yeah, I'm good.
Tiger Watch.
So, Tiger, how did you play today?
Well, got off to kind of a slow start.
Do you feel like you're back to win at this level?
Yeah, I do, because I just did it.
You just love Tiger. Sniff him. Sniff him dead.
Well, apparently I snuffed him dead today. Or sniffed him. Tiger withdrew during the second round of the Genesis on Friday because of illness, according to the PGA Tour. He hit his tee shot on the 7th at the Riviera Country Club, and then he was taken off the course in a golf cart driven by a tournament official. He had back spasms on Thursday, seemed to be having issues again today, and they say it was an illness. Tiger's 47 years old, was 1 over after 6 in the second round, 2 over for the tournament.
Now, in the world of conspiracies, Peter.
Yeah.
I wonder if Don was going to say the same thing. Could it have been the back again or the leg? And they just said, yeah, he's got an illness.
Oh. I assume it was that.
I thought you were going to go with just like the poor play, but apparently the last shot he took was like straight down the fairway. So I don't think he would have bowed out after a great tee shot. I think he would have saw it through. I something's up. Now, you make a good point, Michael. Is it the back? And you didn't want to say the back, so it's illness. It seems odd. Like, he could be able to hit a straight tee shot, and then what happened? A cramp? Like, what would have been that he wouldn't follow through with that hole? And if it was what you were suggesting earlier with Peter's irregularity, well, you go to the bathroom, you come back.
I don't think you can do that, though.
Is that true?
Apparently, he was going for his back the whole day, though. So,
yeah, I'm sure that that's...
But your back is not an illness. It's an ailment.
That's correct,
Michael. Unless it's a kidney stone, then what would you call that?
That would fall under illness.
This would be a good time if we have the audio of Jim Gray asking Mike Tyson what's wrong with his back, and he said, I broke my back, and then he said, what part? And he says, spinal. If you have
Barton Hahn, use it regularly.
I broke my back. Spinal.
The best, but they took out the part in the middle where Gray goes, really, what part of your back? And he just answers, spinal. I really never realized that during all those years, Mike and Jim Gray were pretty close. I found that fascinating. All right, let's play the whole thing.
Close with everybody. Look how close he is with Tom Brady.
I know. I interviewed Jim
Rose
Gray.
Didn't have the same feel.
I interviewed Jim Gray with Tyson.
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that?
My back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or well, what portion?
Spinal.
I got to tell you, I miss sports with Tyson in it.
I know. It's...
I miss sports radio with Tyson in it.
He gave you so much. It has just never come close from a conversation standpoint. Do you think we'll ever... Now, Michael, you're an aged gentleman.
No,
would you... Do you think that in your lifetime... you can include all of our lifetimes. We will get to a boxing moment that feels remotely meaningful relative to Tyson?
No.
Dead.
No chance.
There was a time... Michael was in radio. When I started in radio in the early 90s, that the three things that you could do a show, the three people that you could do a show about on any given day, no matter what, Mike Tyson, Daryl Strawberry, Pete Rose. And I can't do that anymore.
Do you know, Don, remember the show that I touted for you to watch, You Are Looking Live?
Yes.
Jimmy the Greek got hurt 1 week. And you know who they had come in and do the checkbox and make all the predictions?
Who?
Pete Rose.
Wow. Amazing.
And they showed the video of it. It was and I think Pete Rose picked 6 games and he was 5-1.
By the way, in that I was reading that rambling moron Phil Mushnick yesterday. And
wow, you really just want to go after people, don't you?
He was somehow like finding a way and mentioning that movie, that show, to like make Jimmy the Greek sound like he what he said racially wasn't offensive.
Well, I think that Phil had a relationship with Jimmy the Greek, and
you don't say.
Friend.
Yeah, so it's pretty. I know. Apparently, Jimmy the Greek was his original Doug Adler, who he wanted to talk about all the time. So in this story about Brent, Mushnick buried Brent Musburger yesterday as basically a sellout friend to Jimmy the Greek, and basically says that Jimmy the Greek's implications that he said were essentially not racist. It didn't come out. It was early political correctness that ended Jimmy the Greek. I'll tell you what, my man Phil, when it comes to not developing an opinion in 40 years, is strong. Very strong. I've never seen... He spends all of his life being offended by people who have been accused of racism. I never hear him being offended by actual racism. But people who are accused of racism, he finds to be the greatest offense on planet Earth.
What was your nickname that you got? Tough Talk? Was that it?
When was that? Was that recent? In the last one?
Yeah, when Phil went after you. Was it Tough Talk or Tough Talk?
I don't know. I was going through my Instagram this week, and I stumbled on a post I put up like 7 years ago. And in this is literally my first year on the radio station. And it was I posted a piece from one of Mushnick's articles, and it's literally saying the exact same words. I mean, Don... Word for word. If Rosenberg was willing to rap the lyrics that he plays on Hot 90s, the exact same thing over and over again. He's not altogether well. I worry about Phil. All right, do you know what happened roughly 7 years ago today, guys?
Wait a minute. Roughly seven years ago?
Let Don do the math, okay?
Actually, Rufflesley 7 years ago today.
So that was 2017.
Yeah. So February, roughly sometime in February.
Rufflesley, yeah.
2017.
Has something to do with potato chips or what?
There you go. You're getting
it. Oh, did you hit that shot in the Ruffles celebrity game?
Sure I did. We have any audio of that, Anthony?
Here's your guy, Rosenberg, Michelle.
Wow.
So you should take back what you said about him a moment ago.
Not yet, Mark. Not yet. That's just one thing. It could be luck. Give it time.
Now play that alongside of the Caitlin Clark record-breaking three, and you got something. Because you know what the sound symbol you hear the net. Like play the beginning game, you can hear the.
There's your guy Rosenberg, Michelle.
Wow.
So you should take back what you said about him a moment ago.
Not yet, Mark. Not yet. That's just one thing. It could be luck.
Thank you.
Give it time.
What a supportive friend.
Well, I don't understand. Yeah. Caitlin Clark got so much love for her shot than Peter did.
Yeah, it's weird. Let's hear from Caitlin Clark. I mean, I guess everyone's so impressed that she becomes the all-time scorer in women's college basketball. Oh, let's hear the play-by-play first.
Long rebound dug up by Gabby Marshall. Scoops a pass to Clark. Logo three. Got it. 22 is now number one. Caitlin Clark is the NCAA's all-time scoring leader in women's basketball history. Fitting a logo three.
That's courtesy of Learfield, by the way. And here is Caitlin on...
Jet. They really make a good jet.
No. That's Lear Jets. Here's Caitlin Clark on breaking the record at home.
I don't know if you can really script it any better. And just to do it in this fashion, I'm very grateful. I'm very thankful to be surrounded by so many people that have kind of been my foundation and everything that I've done since I was a young little girl. And I started crying watching that video just because I'm just filled with so much gratitude and love. And the way these fans support women's basketball is so special. And you all knew I was going to shoot a logo three for the record. Come on now.
Yeah, it was so boss the way she did that. I mean, the pull up from the logo, like Don, it's three minutes into the game. And by the way, that wasn't the only one she hit last night. She had a bunch of those on the run logo threes.
By the way, quickly, we're showing the footage of you hitting your three.
Yeah,
boy, you look way better.
Oh, physically now
you were in kind of a repug stage during that time.
No, it's not good. It's not good. My body there. And you know what happened? Also, I had forgotten my undershirt. So my
yeah, guns I, out. Sun's out, guns so, out.
So my ex-wife didn't show up with the shirt until halftime.
Fault. It's her fault.
I forgot it. I forgot it, but I was like, hurry up and get here. I'm going to have to walk out here with my arms out. And I look like a big... You know what I look like? I look like Fat McAfee.
In the entire arena, no one had a T-shirt for you.
I don't know. Maybe I was embarrassed to go ask people. Now, tonight's celebrity game is at 7 o'clock on ESPN.
Called by Ryan Rucco.
That's right. Ryan Rucco on the call.
The YES Network's Ryan Rucco.
That's right. Now, what do you think? Anthony, what's the over-under on celebrities they'll know playing in the game?
How many are playing?
There's a total play at 3, 6, 11 on one team... 11 on both teams.
Let's go with an over-under of 10.5.
I'll know 4.
Oh, that's way under. No, 7. Let's go 7.5.
Under.
All right, quickly.
Anuel A'a.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Kai Sanat.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Michael, nothing?
No.
Mm. Connor Daly.
Nope.
Nope.
Walker Hayes.
Nope.
I think I know him.
What does he do, Michael?
Is it a rapper?
He's a singer. That's close enough.
Quincy Isaiah.
Nope.
Yes.
Really?
Actor,
who's that?
Right? Actor.
I think so. Is that right?
We're not going to get through.
Jewel Lloyd.
No.
No.
Puka Nacua.
Yes.
Yes.
Micah Parsons.
Yes. Yes.
Lily Singh.
No.
Yes.
Wow. Sir.
No.
A rapper?
Yes.
Singer. Yeah.
Metal World Peace.
Yep.
Yes.
CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah.
Yes. I broke it. That's
McCole,
fine.
McCole Hardman.
Yes.
Yes.
AJ McLean.
No. I know his brother, Mr.
That'll do it for ENN, everyone. It's brought to you by our friends at Security Dodge.
See ya. Have a great weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.